All things B.B. Comer football are here now. This is the Coach Fawcett Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
It is everything B.B. Comer high school football. It is the Coach Fawcett Show. Coach Adam Fawcett, the head football coach and athletic director at B.B. Comer. Also, Tony White along with me, Dave McCurley. And, Coach, welcome in. How you doing?
How's it going?
It's supper time.
It is. I don't know what's on the menu for today.
Me either. But
I was hoping Tony like cooked and brought us some food or something.
Maybe. He ought to at least take us out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and I'm not talking about wiping us out. I'm talking about take us out somewhere at dinner. He's looking around like,
where did Tony go?
He can get us on the, he can get us on the grill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listen, last week, I know you probably don't want to talk a lot about last week being home against Dayville, but I wanted to ask you, how resilient are these high school kids and how difficult is it to coach? Because, you know, 3 weeks ago you were in a dogfight with Beulah right down to the wire, come up on the loose end, and then 2 weeks ago, you go over to Randolph County and play probably the best game you played in a long while. And then last week, you told me in our one-on-ones, just flat.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is it?
Yeah, like, you know, what a difference 7 days makes. And that's the it's frustrating because you want to be able to figure those guys out. And you want to be able to figure out the psychological aspects of it. And in years past, you've been able to do that. You figure out what makes kids tick, and you use that to motivate and to get them going and to get them fired up and things like that. And, you know, you're right. We go on the road and play probably the best game we've played all year collectively. And then we come back and lay an egg, literally, because we weren't able to even put points on the board. So, just a very tough up and down, and you know, for us, and it's not all, but just all honesty, and some of it's about heart, and some of it's about just how much heart do you have when things are down, how much grit do you have when times are tough, and you know, grit is something that. You look for in people. You look for what are you going to do when times are tough? What are you going to do when your back's against the wall? And again, it goes back to life and being able to deal with adversity in life and to overcome, you know, overcome stuff when bad things happen. Bad things are going to happen.
Yep. Like,
you know, and it's
not just on the football field. They happen in life.
No doubt. If a losing season is the worst thing that ever happens to you, you're going to have a pretty good life.
And yep.
You look at all the different aspects of it, and you know, we have some kids that have really toughed it out. We got some kids that have really grown through this and matured through this, and we have some that have not answered the bell through this and are getting by. And we have some kids that have, you know, even through the grapevine, you know, some younger kids, I'm not going to play next year. And honestly, that's based on them and their decision, you know. But at the end of the day, football has not changed. Football is still a contact sport.
Yep.
It's still a physical sport. It's still a tough sport. And it's still a team sport. And you have to have 11 guys that are willing to sacrifice a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of energy to get better at it. And football is meant to be practiced. Football is not a sport that you can just show up and play. And a lot of our practice habits have kind of nipped us in the butt throughout the season because we will have a bad practice, or we'll have two bad practices, or whatever the case may be. Now, last week caught me off guard because we had a pretty good week of practice, but you can feel like I feel like I can get a good read on our guys during pregame. And you could feel just like there wasn't a whole lot of pulse there, And I really don't understand. Like they knew what was at stake. They knew what the possibilities were, and they knew, hey, this is a big game, and you have an opportunity to you know, get yourself in the playoffs and win a game at home. You know, we went almost 2 years with not losing at home, and this year we haven't won a game at home yet. So,
well, I'll tell you what, Coach. You said a mouthful about coaching and the kids, you know, buying into what you're doing. I've been with you four years now, and I did not see that coming Friday night last week. Me and Greg talked about it after the ball game, and I don't know where it came from. I've never seen anybody, and I don't want to step on any one toes or anything, but I've never seen as many lookout blocks as I've seen in that game Friday night. Mm-hmm. I've never seen the quarterbacks, be it Ray or be it Max, having to run for their life every time they mm-hmm. the ball was snapped. It looked like to me that, you know, I don't know what it looked like, Coach. I was heartbroken, because I know, like y'all were talking about going 2 weeks ago against the team that, you know, that on paper we should have lost the game,
mm-hmm.
and we go over there and we just wreak havoc, and you know, have a good game, played a great game, and I don't know, and then you know, against the team that you know, on paper we should have won, they wreaked havoc over us. So I don't know. And I know I've talked to you. I've talked to Coach Pike. I've talked to Coach Fuqua. And I know you haven't changed your coaching strategies. I mean, you've got the same philosophy as you've had ever since I've known you. And, you know, it's what I was saying a while ago, the mouthful is the kids. Mm-hmm. They've got to have heart. They've got to have the want to play football. You know, I don't know of any kid that comes out for football and thinks that, you know, they're going to come out there and just dilly-dally around and be okay. No, it's a contact sport. You've got to put out, you've got to block, tackle, do your assignments and the whole nine yards. And, you know, if you don't want to do that, then, you know, let somebody else do it that wants to do it. You know, don't let somebody –
either go on or get out of the way.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I hate to be a doom and gloom, but you know, that should have never happened Friday night. It really shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. And I know these kids that are playing with Coma right now are better than that. I know they're more talented than that. Mm-hmm. And I hated it. I really did.
Yeah, and that, you know, we're in this phase of life where. Man, it's so easy to not do it, and it's so easy to, you know, I hear periodically, oh, that's that play I ran on Madden, or that's that play I ran on college football, or whatever the case may be. It's easy to go home and sit and push buttons.
Sure it is.
It's really, really easy to do that. It's not easy to go through the workouts. It's not easy to go through the summer work and all the preparation that it takes. And if you're going to be an athlete that is going to be any good, you're going to have to work at what you do. And you have to have a little pride in what you do. And, you know, for the lineman types of the world, accepting what you are and embracing it, those days seem to be so far gone, mm-hmm. you know. And I told our guys, like our linemen, like I lived your life. Like I've been a lineman my entire life. I've had good games and bad games. I've had missed blocks and things like that. But you know, it was never a lack of effort. It was never a lack of. Just getting after it and doing the best I could, because I embraced my job. I knew what my job was, and I wasn't trying to fool myself or anybody else to think that my job was anything other than that, that, you know, that I was a running back or a receiver or whatever the case may be. And in coaching and watching film and critiquing and things like that, you know, there's a – I saw it on social media the other day. It said, mama's lie, daddy's lie, but Huddle doesn't lie. And there's no doubt about it. Like, Huddle is our film, how we get our film and record our games and watch film and all that other stuff. Huddle puts it out there. And, you know, when you can – when you put it on there and you say, look, this – that's you. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. And they're like, you know, or my bad or whatever else, you know. My bad gets us beat. Mm-hmm. And that's just that's the truth of it, you know. So, and I'm a very I'm a very matter of fact coach. Like, I'm very, you know, it is or it isn't. I'm not really down with the excuse aspect of things and you know, making an excuse and coming up with a reason why and things like that. You know, I want to answer questions. If you have a question about, hey, coach, if this guy's here, what do I do, or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, it's about effort, it's about pride, and it's about embracing whatever your job is and being the best that you can be at that job.
Before we get into Lee Scott and talk about what's coming up for B.B. Comer this Friday night, I've been around high school football a long time, coach, and I can look at things on the field. I don't want to be a coach, never have wanted to be a coach, but in your shoes, I think I can read one thing. We know how important Raylon Sims is to your football team, especially on the offensive side of the ball, but just seeing things from afar, in my aspect, he just epitomizes to me what a leader is. Is that true?
Yeah, he's and this is something that he has grown into. This is something that this adversity has made him a better leader. This yep. adversity has made him a better man, and it made him physically tougher and made him mentally tougher. And that is carried over into how he plays the game, you know. And he's very seldom lets things rattle him. He's very seldom gets visually upset about things. And I, you know, for the past 5 weeks, 6 weeks, you know, on Saturdays, I'm messaging him, checking on him. You okay? How are you mentally? How are you physically? You know, because he's leaving it all on the field, and he is, he's putting together some great games, and he's putting together some very good performances.
Absolutely. And I mean, it makes you wonder. Sometimes you wish, and I know it's tough to wish for things, but sometimes I bet you wish you had about 45 of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No doubt, no doubt. So, but he just does such a he's done a great job. And I told him, last Friday, I was like, you will be a better man because mm-hmm. of all this, and you yep. don't understand it now, and you know, in 5 years, 10 years. You know, I may be on my deathbed. I don't know, but I hope that you come back and say, "Hey, coach, that year sucked, but man, you made me a better man, and it made me tougher, and I had to deal with this aspect." And I thought about that season. I thought about the tough part of it, and I thought about all of that went on. So, but yeah, man, he has grown a ton. He's putting together some great performances, and. You know, last year was kind of a big year for him, especially in the second half of the season, and we saw what he could do. And when everything came out, when all the All-State stuff came out and everything else, he went on the list, and I felt like he was cheated. Matter of fact, when the list came out, I messaged him and I was like, "Hey, you got cheated. Like you should have been All-State. You know, if not first team, second team, honorable mention." You should have been All-State somewhere. And this year, he should be All-State. And it shouldn't be it should be based on – yeah, it shouldn't be a question. It shouldn't be based on a team record or anything mm-hmm. like that. Like just the stats that he has and has put up, just rushing and throwing the ball have been huge, especially over the past, between Beulah and Randolph County. He put up a ton against Randolph County. I think he accounted for 370 yards of total offense, rushing and passing, and six touchdowns, I think. So just putting up a lot of stats. And that's, again, I will fight as hard as I can to get him nominated for All-State.
And he should be very well.
There's no question in my mind, especially against Randolph County. I seen that kid. It's like I think I told Coach Pike, if they would have accredited him every yard that he run against Randolph County, he'd have over 500 yards rushing alone. That kid run from sideline to sideline, north to south. I have never seen a kid before leave everything that's in their being out on the football field like Braylon Sims does. Every game, that kid either has to be somebody just walking beside him to make sure he's going to make it, or somebody has to help him. Mm-hmm. I mean, because from the time the whistle blows until the time the whistle blows at the end of the fourth quarter, that kid is 110%.
He's full tilt boogie, and I've said this too, the times I've watched him play, for his size, he probably gets more yak yards than anybody I've ever seen for his size. But, Coach, tell us a little bit before we have to get out of here about what we're looking like with Lee Scott.
Yeah, Lee, Lee Scott is new to the AHSA, and they were AISA state champs last year, beat Glenwood last year in the championship to win the AISA. And, they started out on fire and were playing really well, and they've hit a few hiccups over the past couple weeks. They've lost a few games. Davil went down and beat them 13-10, and last week they had to go to Glenwood because Glenwood is in the region with us, and went to Glenwood and got beat pretty bad there. So talked to their coach, Buster Daniels, their coach, great guy. He's retired in public schools and was at Valley for a while and a couple other places down around the Opelika area. But great guy, great coach. And, he said his guys aren't used to this kind of football week in and week out. And they're a little banged up. And he's kind of going through some growing pains as well. So, for us, it's just about showing up. Like, it's really about it, their scheme can be what it is, and they do some really good things, and they run very, very disciplined routes. Quarterback's very disciplined in his throwing, and very, very disciplined about the little things down there. But again, we have to control what we can control. We have to, we got to get off the bus. We got to give effort, got to show up, and got to play. And I'll take 100% effort and a loss before I'll take very little effort and even a win at that point. Like I just want to see you get after. I want to see you just own your skill, own your mistakes, and build off of it. You mess up on something, go back the next play and get it right. Go back the next play and do it 10 times better. And show that desire to want to be better. Show that desire to have some energy about you, to have a little fire under your butt and get after it. So, we'll load up and head down 280. And I went to a game there. I went and watched Beulah play at Lee Scott during our off week, and they have a pretty cool little environment.
Yeah.
I will tell any fans that are coming that you may want to bring a chair because there's not a lot of seating. The fans will actually sit up on a hill kind of above the field, and you'll be a pretty good ways away from us. But they have a pretty loud student section, and they have the flashing lights like we do here, and they do it up. So it's a pretty cool environment. It'd be a great environment to go in and get a win. And believe it or not, crazy enough, we still have a chance to get in.
Oh yeah,
and that is the craziest thing in the world to me. That's as like we have shot ourselves in the foot in a couple opportunities, and there's still a window open. And part of it we can control, and part of it we can't control. The part we can control is you got to beat Ray Scott, Lee Scott. Ray just messaged me and I saw his name.
There is a Ray Scott. He's a very good, and used to be a very good fisherman.
He was
big in fisherman. Matter of fact, he started
the Bassmaster.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. But we've got to, you know, be able to go down and just get off the bus and play, you know.
Well, that's one of the things I'm glad you said, because they didn't get off the bus last week. Now I know that you're going to, you know, that y'all coached your heart out this week, and I hope the guys have bought into what y'all are doing. It's a totally different team that we're playing this week. And, you know, I wish y'all the luck in the world. I hope we have a lot of fans that come down there. The ones that I have talked to, I showed them a picture of the field from Google Earth, and you can tell there's not a whole lot of stands there, and I've told all of them either get there early or bring chairs. So I hope Culmination will follow us down there and be behind us, and, you know, if good Lord's willing, the creek don't rise, we'll come out with a win.
Coach, we want to wish you the best of luck on Friday night, and of course get on that yellow cheese wagon and come back to Talladega County with another win.
Yes, sir.
That's what we want. Thank you to Coach Fawcett. Tony, appreciate you being here, buddy.
You got it. Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
And that'll do it for the Coach Fawcett Show, as hopefully B.B. Comer can get another win against Lee Scott.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Fawcett Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the B.B. Comer Tigers, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network on Mix 106.5, the Comer Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.